It's not uncommon for the U.S.-Mexico border to show up in the news and in movies, but people who live on the border don't always feel represented by those stories. That's why a cross-border film contest opened the door for amateur filmmakers in Arizona and Sonora to tell their own stories. KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports from the Fronteras Desk on the border in Agua Prieta, Sonora.
Dozens of students huddle together, leaning over tables and circled in small groups on the floor at the Technological Institute in Agua Prieta. They're not here on this Saturday morning for their usual engineering classes. Instead, they're shuffling around small slips of paper, arranging them into a narrative arc during a filmmaking workshop. It's led by Luis Carlos Davis, a director and producer from Ambos Nogales.
Nogales, Sonora, and Nogales, Arizona.
His connection to the borderlands brought him to this two-day workshop in Douglas and Agua Prieta. It's part of Cine en la Frontera, or Cinema on the Border, a short film contest for student and emerging filmmakers in Arizona and Sonora. Davis starts the class by asking the aspiring filmmakers how border communities are usually depicted in the media.
A lot of the narratives that are told about people from the border, from this region, are from people that are not from this area. So I think it's time for us to start telling our own stories, you know?
He says workshops like this one are a chance to help young people gain the storytelling skills to go beyond black and white narratives about the borderlands.
There's this gray area that people don't see, and so that's why I want to show people this gray area.
Ami Robles is a young filmmaker from Douglas, Agua Prieta. She attended the film workshop and submitted a short film to the Cine en la Frontera contest. She says stories representing her community are often missing something.
What is missed? The people, their feelings.
So she wants to make her own films about her community.
Who we are, like who we really are.
And that's what Cine en la Frontera is all about, says Janae Sanchez.
With this project, we wanted to ask our community, send us your story, send us your videos that relate to where you live.
Sanchez is president and founder of the Border Arts Corridor, which helped organize the film contest. She says it's a first-time partnership between the Arizona nonprofit and the Sonoran Cultural Institute. They teamed up to highlight stories important on both sides of the border. Seven of those stories were chosen as finalists shown at a film screening in Douglas.
And they were all different. There was documentary.
Everyone wants what's best for their kids. They want to have opportunities.
There was experimental.
Out in the Sonoran Desert.
Stories about violence and stories about loss.
Tristeza, dolor.
Our community is so, there's this complexity, and I'm really not surprised that that showed up today in these films.
Tanya Nunez made one of the films.
I got into film because of the power it has to send messages and also the power to open minds and perspectives.
Nunez lives in Tucson but came back to her hometown in Douglas, Agua Prieta for the screening. Her film, Dios Nunca Muere, or God Never Dies, is about an undocumented woman living in Tucson.
Guys, I wouldn't be calling if it wasn't important.
And her next project?
A documentary here in Douglas about, you know, border life, because there's a community between two countries here.
Sanchez says enthusiasm for Cine en la Frontera and the film workshops shows there's hunger for this kind of storytelling in border communities.
We learned that our community is interested in filmmaking and telling their stories.
Back at the workshop in Agua Prieta, student Hector Olguin says it's the first opportunity he's had to learn about filmmaking.
Es parte de nosotros y nuestra identidad, y debería haber más.
But he hopes there'll be more, because his community has many stories to tell. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, reporting from Agua Prieta.